the Republican field shrinks. CJ Papa, Fox News. The campaign of South Carolina Senator Tim Scott never found its stride, and now he's leaving the campaign trail. Fox's Peter Ducey this morning outside the White House.
He will not be the Trump alternative to Republican primary goers and caucus goers. He says that voters have been telling him, not now, Tim.
I go back to Iowa. It will not be as a presidential candidate. I am suspending my campaign.
Who benefits from that? Reuters reports, in the moments after Scott dropped out, two major donors to his campaign told Reuters they would switch their support to Haley, who, like Scott, hails from the state of South Carolina. There are various reports that this came as a complete surprise to campaign staffers who were under the impression that Tim Scott was still playing to win.
Senator Scott speaking there to Fox News. Would he consider being a vice presidential candidate? Scott says, quote, being the VP has never been on my to-do list, end quote. To the war between Israel and Hamas, Gaza's largest hospital reports it's suspending operations, with the Israeli military saying it has the building surrounded, claiming Hamas militants are working underneath it in a series of tunnels. Fox's Jonathan Savage has more.
The World Health Organization says the Al-Shifa hospital is no longer functioning. According to the Hamas-run health ministry, 2,000 people are inside, including patients, medics, and displaced civilians. The Israeli military states it's ready to help dozens of vulnerable babies leave the facility, but denies striking the building as it takes on Hamas. The 27 European Union nations have issued a joint statement condemning Hamas for what they say is the use of hospitals and civilians as human shields. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Headaches for drivers on the busy I-10 freeway in downtown L.A. This morning, officials say it's closed indefinitely between Alameda Street and Santa Fe Avenue. Massive fire damaged an elevated stretch of the roadway. America's listening to Fox News.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure for max strength daytime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. DayQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure. The daytime non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed.
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
More airstrikes in the U.S. military against Iranian proxies in Syria. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who's in South Korea today, confirms the attacks were the president's response to repeated strikes against U.S. personnel in Iraq and Syria. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reporting from Wilmington, Delaware.
We've received some reporting from our own Jennifer Griffin, who says that training facility is really a headquarters, and the strikes killed six or seven Iranian proxy fighters, and that the safe house was really a headquarters, killing those fighters in the training facility. He stored a bunch of weapons, a lot of secondary explosives, and an official told Jennifer Griffin that this strike will hurt.
Meanwhile, this is the week lawmakers in D.C. must come up with a plan to keep the lights on for Uncle Sam. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
GOP Congressman Michael McCaul said Israel and Ukraine need the government to fund their defenses, so a shutdown should be out of the question.
The world is on fire from where I sit. It is too, urgent.
Democratic Senator Mark Warner said many who condemn Iran for its role in attacking Israel should remember Iran's tie to Russia.
I think walking away from Ukraine at this time would be a historic mistake.
Both were on CBS Face the Nation. A proposal from the new House Speaker has no new funding for Israel, Ukraine, or the southern border. Grinnell Scott. Fox News.
Payment service Zelle reversing transfers for dupe customers at the end of June.
It's now allowing banks to claw back funds from the recipient's account and return them to the sender. Zelle users thought they were sending money to a government agency, bank, or service provider. Federal rules require banks to reimburse customers for payments made without their authorization, but not when customers themselves make the transfer.
Fox's Ginny Casola reporting. I'm CJ Papa. This is Fox News.
I think everybody should have a generator We're still out of power in Philo.
Right.
And apparently there was an accident, and a big old power pole was hit, but it knocked out.
I mean, how can you take out Philo, Sydney, and St. John?
I don't know. I was wondering the same thing. Shouldn't there be more redundancy?
Right.
Where it doesn't one pole. Anyway, that's what happened here, and so that's kind of muddled up the morning for us, just all the computers.
And a lot of people, I'm sure. I don't know whether they're figuring it out as far as Unity East and St. Thomas and what are the kids doing and St. John.
I got enough issues myself.
Exactly.
Good luck to everybody.
Exactly.
But when you shut down, I was telling somebody, this tells my age, but when I started in this thing, I was using number 2 lead pencils.
Right.
Okay. And so when you have, 100 computers and they all go off at once, it just generally isn't good.
Right.
It just isn't. Solier's up, and he's good to go here this morning.
Well, you have everything. Pardon me. The voice was better earlier on today, so it's already going downhill. But in any event, glad you're on the technological airwaves. So,
by the way, Mrs. Taylor, my second grade teacher at Philo Grade School, she said when your voice is like that, you lie completely flat on your bed, but you don't go to sleep for 25 minutes. Kind of amazing.
And it's supposed to cure this?
Just kind of I don't know why, but Mrs. Taylor.
And maybe a spoonful of honey too.
No, she didn't tell me honey. Okay. She just laid life flat.
All right.
And I think it might
the problem, we all keep around here. We end up falling asleep and ends up becoming a 25, 2-hour nap or something.
No, I got you. I understand. All right, Mr. Meteorologist Greg Solier. Man, I mean, again, this is November. We're seeing a whole lot of sun. This is not that usual. And we'll take it, but just still looking out to December 2nd. And I can now tell you, day before Thanksgiving, it'll be 43 or something, right? I mean, it's not bad.
Yeah. It may be raining, but it's better than the white stuff coming on down. Right. And I still kind of think, we'll be okay here early December. Maybe a little weather business going on, but probably if that is the case, it should be another rain event to contend with a parade of these kind of El Nino-driven weather systems making their way across the West. We've got one making its way down through Texas. It's going to pick up actually some tropical moisture and some unsettled weather over the summer. Southern Gulf of Mexico and the Southwest Caribbean. So there'll be welcome rains, Johnny's place for a change, and eastern through Florida. And the system coming ashore across the Pacific West, that's the one that drops into the Southern Plains by early next week, swings up this way before Thanksgiving. That's the next significant rainmaker for our part of the world, but probably west of the Mississippi, some snow there. Otherwise, no brainer this week. Get out and enjoy. 42 already, Willard Savoy, 40 at Rantoul. Later on this afternoon, we'll top out at around 62. The average high this time of the year is somewhere about 52, 53. It's almost 10 above average. Enjoy the sunshine. That's right. November, one of our cloudier months, climatologically speaking. 33 tonight, sunny, 61 tomorrow, 64 on Wednesday. Clouds increase on Wednesday. Just a little drabble of rain on Friday. And if you're still trying to wrap up harvest, this is the week to get it going into the weekend as well. Lower 60s on Friday. We'll cool to the 50s Saturday and Sunday. The next wet weather system, that looks to be a weak one. Monday at 57, then more significant rains in here probably before Thanksgiving. Later next week. For Stephen Day Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Thank you, partner. Appreciate you and working through it and powering through. Tough voice. All right, ESPN 93.5. Good to have you listening. November 13th. This is Monday, week from Thursday is Thanksgiving. So whatever you do for that, get to it. I went and bought Christmas lights. Thought I'd missed it. I usually buy a bulk of that because I don't try and save a light from year to year because too many times that string went out. Well, how do you change it? Well, then you got to go in the middle and wrap that one string out and get... No. And the extra bulbs they give you? Forget about it. It's disposable.
Okay.
Nothing you can do. And I leave them on, I mean, for a month.
Yeah.
So, I mean, anyway, it's good, but I've never found success in... Now, maybe if you stored them properly, where you didn't just wrap them up, put them in there. You put them in like a... But even then, I put lights in baggies and things. It just doesn't work. Didn't go two seasons. But they're like $249. Or 100 or something. So,
okay.
Anyway, lights are good. Now I got to get this stuff going and get everything up. All the, we use a lot of garland, big tree and all that. It's fun. Okay. So, here we are with Illinois 5-5 football. Oh, by the way, did you know 17,500 voted that were dead in Michigan? That just came out today. So don't be telling me there wasn't hanky-panky going on and there was not enough to make a difference. It's just, we have been absolutely, and I've already kicked off Facebook, so I don't care. We've absolutely been stymied to even say anything about votes that came in that shouldn't have. You can't say that. You're MAGA, not Nazi. It's just crazy. Well, look it up. Look up Michigan and votes that from dead people. How does that happen? If they're dead, how do they vote? Anyway. Illinois 5-5 in football. We'll get into this later in the week. I'll read all the articles and read the different sites. I mean, it won't be reported on most.
Here we go.
But Diane.
I know.
If that's true and the Connecticut lawyer threw out a local election because of the ballot stuffing that they have proof of, a local judge did that, there's stuff. Not enough to make a difference. I mean, that's what they say. How do you know? Right? Mm-hmm. You've got to have integrity in voting.
Think of how many elections have been, you know, inside 100 votes as far as, you know, being close.
But the guys, this is, I guess, secondhand. A friend of mine, his buddy, went in to talk to Richard Daley, mayor of Chicago back in the day, and he throws him a notepad and says, go find me 50 names from the cemetery. Is that a lie? It happened? I don't know. I wasn't in the room. But you've heard that from Chicago for a very long time.
That's right.
Very long time. Okay, so I wanted to play this Brett Bielema. Get off the voting thing for a minute. 8-11. Here's Brett Bielema after the ball game again. Probably took his daughters to get the smiley face pancakes at La Peep on Sunday.
Absolutely.
What they do.
Any questions?
Yeah, obviously excited to get out of here with a W. You know, good credit to Indiana. Hard-fought game. I showed the guys last night, really, since they had their bye week. They made some changes on their coaching staff, and really, I think their first game was against Michigan, and they were up early on them. Then came back and had a Penn State game and made it a four-quarter game, and then obviously the win over Wisconsin last week. So I thought coming in, we knew we were going to have a test on our hands, and our guys kept being perseverance, battling back. I give a lot of credit to the guys that made plays in the end, what needed to happen. Obviously, defense, tail of two halves, and then kind of at the end fell apart, but. We lost some key personnel, and the guys stepped up to the challenge, made their biggest stop defensively in overtime there to force that third down stop, and then kicked a field goal. And then I tell you, John Paddock, I'm blown away that he obviously most yards in Memorial history for an Illinois quarterback, just a great indicator. And I've always said this, right? Like, long before today, the greatest quarterbacks I've been around are the guys that can make many plays or make plays of nothing, right? And that last play, it kind of broke down. They brought some pressure. He flushed out to his right. Isaiah adjusted and went cross country on that route over there into the boundary. And they could see him convert it and make it be the game when he touched down. It was just awesome. So a lot of really good things. Casey Washington got his first touchdown today. I can't believe that. This kid has absolutely been lights out. He's kind of been the unwritten MVP, in my opinion, all year offensively. He's just made big play after big play. Zy Chrysler came back after rolling up his ankle. Caden Fagan went back in after getting banged up. Don't know exactly where he is, so a lot of guys persevered and came through. It's the end of the year in the Big Ten, and we'll see where we go. So with that, I'll open up questions.
Is this your first 500-yard passer?
I don't know that.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah, I don't know that.
I mean, this is like a legendary performance, obviously, after what he did last week, Brett. Like, how do you put into context what he's done? How special is what he did?
You know, he's so, since January, he's the same guy every day, right? It's hard to say that, but he just, very diligent in his process. He's a guy that works, and he plays with a lot of emotion. You know, before the game, he was in the locker room, got guys fired up on the sidelines. Even last week at practice, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you'll hear him say things that, practice just kind of had a little more zip to it. I think the players really respond to him. He'll do some things. You're like going to, hit your head upside the wall. But he is absolutely dynamic. Knows his strengths, maximizes his weaknesses, or minimizes his weaknesses. Just really impressive, and the kids really respond to him.
Yep, that's John Paddock, Brett Bielema talking about his quarterback. Luke Altmaier, starting quarterback, is expected to be back this week. Will be on with us after 4. And I'd bet you $10 that if Luke, said, hey, whatever helps the team win, he's the starter, and that's generally how it works. Starter comes back, you don't generally lose your job over an injury. And so it was concussion related. He was, I think, cleared to go this week. So we'll see what happens. But I mean, if it ended now and we win a ball game, we go to a bowl, you'll never forget these performances by John Paddock. And look at all the successes of his great grandfather, his grandfather, his uncle, and he's topped them all. In the last 80 years, there've been Wrights around Illinois. He's the best Wright.
Hmm.
Come on. In 2 games, legendary stuff. And does it matter from the standpoint? Yes, it does. From the standpoint of go to a bowl, get those 15 practices, tell all your recruits and all the NIL people, yeah, we go to bowls every year here. That's what you got to do.
Yeah.
That's the modern day ante. If you're anything less, you don't want to go there. It's a big deal to get to that extra game. Johnny Newton's not going to play in the game. That's
right. Then when you do get to a bowl, you don't have your guys ready for the NFL draft.
Anybody that's got that kind of money on the line, I don't blame them. It's too much to risk. Devin Witherspoon signed $30 million. Generational wealth. You can't play in a bowl game that isn't for the national championship. If it's a national championship, yes. Get exposure, you're important. Well, how can you play on the big stage? Yes. A bowl game in Birmingham? No. Not for $30 million. It's inconceivable that you'd even think you would. If you're projected that high, it's too much money.
48-45 over the Hoosiers. Man, that was great. And then later on in the afternoon, we had Unity take a loss to Mount Carmel. Dang it!
All our guys are gone. The Final Four is all that's left in all the classes. The Unity Rockets, a young sophomore quarterback, they'll be back. They lose all their senior receivers. Unity will be real good again next year.
Okay, so go Rockets on that. Let's see. We had our Illinois basketball team in action. 64-53 winners. Really, the final 5 minutes sealed the deal. Thank goodness.
11 straight defensive stops.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good. And
against Oakland.
Oakland. Team near Detroit. And
next up, Marquette tomorrow at 7. Last week, they were ranked number 5. I haven't looked to see how they're looking.
No, they haven't lost, so.
Okay. So we've got that. As far as NBA action, we had the 76ers over the Pacers, 137-126. The Bulls over Detroit, 119-108. And the Bulls and the Bucks will be at it tonight. NFL action in Germany, we had the Colts over the Patriots, 10-6. Let's see, Pittsburgh over Green Bay, 23-19. I believe the Saints lost.
Oh, yeah, they were getting crushed. Vikings. 24-3 at half. Okay, they ended up making it closer, but they had a Hail Mary at the end to potentially give a chance to tie, but they lost. And, yeah, Bears won again last Thursday night. Can the Bears win again?
That's right. NHL action, Florida beat the Blackhawks 4-3. By the way, tonight's NFL Monday Night Football is Denver at Buffalo. Wednesday at 11, the women's basketball team will have their field trip day with lots of schools coming in to see the contest against St. Peter's. Last year, it was 100-plus game that the women scored.
Yeah.
And we'll have the Illini women's volleyball team in action at 8 o'clock, taking on Ohio State and Huff Hall.
Busey, proud to give back to its communities by doing the right thing for customers, building trusted relationships that span generations. In 21 and 22, Busey Associates generously gave over 20,000 hours just volunteering.
That's awesome.
200 associates actively commit to board service in their region, wherever they are. Busey Associates have raised $450,000 on Pay It Forward and over $250,000 on scholarships. For more information, you want to read about Busey's volunteer initiatives, charitable campaigns, you can go to the 2022 Impact Report. Comprehensive document highlights the work Busey's doing for the associates, customers, communities, and services, exploring topics such as corporate sustainability practices, associate training, recognition and development, community development, reinvestment activities, the charitable initiatives and volunteerism efforts, and the governance practices and policies. If you want to know more, read the full report, Busey.com/impact, Busey.com/impact. Busey, for over 150 years, member FDIC. All of our guests appear on the Tapman's Towing phone line. It is 819. The Drive this afternoon with Jay Layman and Luke Altmaier.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and Viz. Saturday, pleasant spell to say the least of November weather expected for this week, with plenty of opportunity for a host of outdoor activities, additional fall field work and harvest, wrapping it up there, and backyard work as well. While we stay mild for the time of year, next week, increasingly wetter across the air, particularly as we close in on the Thanksgiving holiday. Mostly sunny, bit milder for the day today, up around 62 with a light northwest wind tonight, clear. Light north northeasterly wind and 33. Tomorrow sunny and 61. Light southeasterly winds are back into play. We'll be making a run to about 64 here, about 10 above average for the day on Wednesday with sunshine. Even milder at 65 with increasing clouds on Thursday. There may be a stray shower here Friday at 61. Some slight cooling over the course of the weekend. High temperatures, though, still well into the 50s. Bit of rain back in the forecast here for early next week and a significant rain system then for mid next week. We'll keep you posted. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm your host, Greg Soldier.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Tyson Food shares are slumping. The parent company of Hillshire Farms, Ballpark, Jimmy Dean, and other meat and poultry brands lost money in its summer quarter. Sales declined, and it's offering a cautious forecast for the year. Tyson also has had expenses for plant closures. ExxonMobil is expected to start production of lithium for electric vehicle batteries by 2026. The oil company actually invented the lithium-ion battery in the 70s, but stepped away from the technology because the market was too small. Boeing shares are up 3%. Emirates Airlines is buying $52 billion worth of Boeing aircraft, and the Chinese government is reported to be considering lifting its commercial freeze of Boeing 737 MAX jets. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week. Every week, we check in with Jimmy Failla, bring in authors for The Book Club, and even treat some of your favorite Fox personalities to a very special happy hour. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Kennedy Saves the World. America's listening to Fox News.
Make plans to pop into Pia's at 1609 West Springfield Avenue for happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Friday with 16-ounce drafts, just $3.25, well drinks, $4. Taco Tuesdays gets you big tacos for $2.50, $2 off on tequila shots and margaritas, $5. Get Mexican beers for $4 each. Go south of the border on Tuesdays at Pia's, then there's Whiskey Wednesdays and karaoke a few times a month on Fridays with $4 fireball shots. Uh-oh, Pia's is the place to party any day of the week.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag. Keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
All right, it's Monday, November 13. Good to have you along here on the show again this afternoon. Jay Layman, who's on Big Ten Network every Saturday post-game. I don't know how long he's in the studio, but it's a good 8 hours.
Yeah, he is exciting to watch.
He's really good at it. Uh-huh. He really is. He knows the game. He has great energy. And so he'll have, you know, last week we thought was pretty fired up, Jay Layman. I would expect Jay to be kind of fired up today.
Could be.
I mean, we're down 27-12 to Indiana. Indiana looks really good. Our defensive front line doesn't look like they're doing anything. I mean, Johnny Newton, Keith Randolph, I mean, they were sliding through us like butter. I didn't understand that. I still don't understand how we gave up 45 points, but we made a stop in overtime, made a kick a field goal.
Yeah.
That's huge. But it's 3rd and 6, and if we don't get that, we're kicking a field goal too, hoping to make it.
I know.
And here's John Panic scrambling to the right. Isaiah changes his route. He goes to the right, hit him on the run, gets in the corner, done. We win. I mean, it again, so unlikely what we've seen in the last two weekends. We're 3-5, and now we're 5-5. It's the first home win we've had this year in the Big Ten. It's November.
Wow. I guess I just didn't realize that.
Well,
so 2:30 kickoff against number 22 Iowa up at what is it? Carver
Hawkeyes basketball.
Oh, okay,
it's whatever it is in Iowa City.
Kinnicky or something. Anyway,
Kinnick Stadium.
That's it.
Yep.
And then of course that's 2:30 on Saturday, and then we're back against Northwestern. And Northwestern's been playing well.
The game with Wisconsin at Madison wasn't close. Northwestern dominated them. Mm-hmm. They're going up and saying, Luke Fickell, he's the guy from Cincinnati. We paid all that money. He's what? Northwestern? We weren't competitive?
Right.
We're competitive.
Right.
It's 24-3 or something. They got a touchdown at the end. It didn't matter. It was not competitive. So everybody in this conference, Iowa has sneaked out a couple of extra wins by a field goal, very close. And they're 8-2 or whatever they are. But they're not great. I mean, they're just not. Their defense is excellent. Their offense is just not very good.
Right.
So I would expect our defense to hold them, limit their points. But, you know, our challenge is, can we move it on them?
And then, of course, Illinois beat Oakland on Friday night, 64-53. So next up is Marquette tomorrow at 7. So I believe on Tuesday, will we talk with Luke Goody? I wonder.
Probably
because
not.
That's
It's whatever day it is. It's
okay.
Not on a certain day.
Oh, okay.
It's whatever day he's free. So it'll be later in the week, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Don't they have all kinds of.
Right.
They do a pre-game meal 4 hours before the ball game. So he's eating a 3. I don't know what the magic is in 4 hours pre-game meal.
Like your energy is hitting. Your body's like.
Digestive wise.
Right.
I don't know.
You got the carbs like giving you all the charges that you need on your muscles.
Some PhD told him it's 4 hours. I have no idea though.
Nutrition expert.
No concept. All right. I'm going to play a little more John Paddock in the next break. After this break, we'll come back
good.
And play a little more of the quarterback.
I guess Penn State ended up firing their offensive coordinator after that game against Michigan that they
lost.
You
know, James Franklin has been pretty good at Penn State. You look at his overall record, pretty good. He can't beat Michigan and Ohio State. He just can't win the big one. You know, lost again to Michigan. He's 1-7 against Michigan.
I see.
It happened to one of our coaches in the 70s, Bob Blackman. Beat a lot of people, just never beat Ohio State and Michigan.
Mm.
So isn't that easy to beat Ohio State and Michigan?
Sure.
We find a lot of success at Illinois not playing Ohio State and Michigan.
We're glad we're in this division.
Now it's over.
In that division.
We have to fly to Oregon and play the Ducks next year. That's just not going to be pretty.
Wow.
Not only a long trip, but they're great. Mm-hmm. They're great this year. No, it's going to open up a whole new thing with UCLA on the basketball schedule, I think, next year. No, it's a different deal. 18 teams now in the Big Ten and one long stack, no conference.
Okay.
You could be a really good team, and be 7th. It's just like, oh,
I haven't looked at that.
Yeah, look at all those. And we, of course, we're not adding, you know, West Idaho State. We're adding USC and UCLA.
Right.
And Washington, who's undefeated.
Ugh.
And Oregon. No, it's a change deal. That's why you got to go to a bowl every year just to get the guys to come in. Then you got to raise more money for the NIL. You have to get more money because you can always outbid people. So you need more money.
Yeah.
If we're into the free agency and the student athlete age, get more money. That's just the game. 8:30, back with more in a moment. PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
I'm Susan Lee.
Preservation. Generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank. Building business, growing wealth. Since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, member FDIC.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Secret Service agents on protection detail with President Biden's granddaughter, Naomi, opened fire when they spotted three people trying to break into a Secret Service SUV in Georgetown. AP reports no one hit. The suspects fled in a red car. Pentagon has now identified the five U.S. Special Forces operators killed in the Mediterranean when their Black Hawk helicopter went down during in-flight refueling, 24 to 38 years old. As the U.S. launches another attack on Syrian training bases, killing 6 to 7 Iranian proxy fighters. Surprise announcement from Republican presidential hopeful Senator Tim Scott.
I'm suspending my campaign.
South Carolina Senator on Sunday night in America with Trey Gowdy. Donald Trump's real estate fraud trial continues in New York with Don Jr. on the stand for the defense. TSA expects this holiday travel season to be the busiest ever. America's listening to Fox News.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign-Urbana vicinity. Nice spell of weather for November expected for this week. Temperatures above seasonal norms. Largely dry weather expected as well. To perhaps a little brief shower action gets going on Friday. Next week, a different story. While we stay mild for the time of year, increasingly wetter as well, especially as we approach the Thanksgiving holiday. A mostly sunny, milder day's worth of weather today. Up around 62 with a light northwest wind. Tonight, mostly clear down to 33. Light north northeasterly winds for the day. Tomorrow, sunshine and 61. That's about 7 above average with a southeast wind. 35 here for tomorrow night. Continued mild and sunshiny for the day. Wednesday at 64. Up to about 65 on Thursday. Could be a stray shower with lower 60s on Friday. 50s for high temperatures Saturday and Sunday. Some rain in the forecast for early next week. And another significant rain system mid-next week as well. With daytime temperatures still well into the 50s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Peter Olchis, Greg Soldier.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom into Audubel, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubel, A-U-D-I-B-E-L, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audubel and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibleteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audubel. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibleteam.com. That's audibleteam.com.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you.
That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
So Taylor Swift is in Buenos Aires.
Yes. And I thought since this is the very first night of the South American tour.
She changes the lyrics to Karma.
Travis arrived on Friday to support Taylor.
And it's to say, you know, that when the Kansas City Chief shows up and he's always there or something, and they just went nuts. And then she ran off and kissed him like a big old smooch on the lips.
Nice.
And the crowd went nuts.
I'll bet.
I can't fathom what it would be like to be the most famous woman on earth, right? Is there any other woman in the world that you know more than Taylor Swift right now? And Travis Kelce's the most famous football player we got right now. Because of Taylor Swift.
Yep, you're right.
But how does that happen? I mean, what kind of... And she seems like every account... I mean, she's not been in rehab. She hasn't done something stupid and wacky. She's just talented.
It's refreshing.
It is.
Like, I played at the military ball on Saturday night at the Elks Club to honor our military and our Marines. And even then, even though I was playing a lot of the... Patsy Cline and Murray, I've had the time of my life, and all this other stuff. I had to play some Taylor Swift in there too.
Did they recognize who she was?
And they were shaking off. So
it's just
definitely popular.
I mean, you can go to Buenos Aires and sell out.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to Shanghai and
everywhere.
Isn't that amazing?
And the movie, too. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm definitely going at some point in the next few weeks to dance during the movie and act like you're at the concert. I think that'll be great, too.
Netflix, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Is Billy Joel? Is he? Yeah. Oh, that's the real music, kids. Billy Joel, is he on there? Is there a movie for... Is he going to Buenos Aires?
One thing that we're spotlighting here at CBJ Broadcasting is rumors. The Fleetwood Mac Tribute Band is coming on Wednesday night, and we've got some tickets we're handing out. So I'm going to reaffirm the text to some of our winners who have been texting in FM to Fleetwood Mac for that show at the Virginia on Wednesday night.
There's been no player that I know of in my decades of watching Illinois football that has captured the attention of the Illini fandom as quickly as John Paddock. He came in just an impossible situation, 85 yards from a touchdown against Minnesota, and 4th and 11. Now he's standing on the sidelines. He hasn't stretched or anything. He's just running in the game. Tells the team to trust him. Mm-hmm. And throws a beautiful ball to Isaiah to keep the drive alive. Then
he
throws another one. And then he throws the bomb, and we win. And then,
three plays, we win the game.
Then in 100 years, this is the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium, 100 years, nobody's done what he did on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. 507 passing yards and 4 touchdowns.
So here's the little of the kid.
You get a chance to meet up with your family after?
I have not seen my family yet.
Feels like a long wait.
Huh?
Feels like a long wait to go talk to him.
Yeah, well, I got other business to take care of, and then I'll go see my family, because once I see him, then I'm not going to get rid of him.
You've played with a lot of guys. Just your experience with Isaiah, having played your position before, and just having him have an understanding of what you're trying to accomplish back there.
One is a quarterback's dream. Speed, route running ability, and, I mean, a phenomenal person. You know, we don't always start with that enough, as he's a 10 times better person than he is a football player. Fantastic guy. Talk about leading Bible studies. Someone that I will talk to for a long time just about life stuff. And that's the first thing that starts with Isaiah. And then on top of that, he's a fantastic athlete and a fantastic receiver. And I think him playing the quarterback position, he knows what feels good and what doesn't feel good back there. You know, there are some receivers that are great and they're fast, but it doesn't necessarily that they're not necessarily quarterback friendly. And I think of Isaiah, I think extremely quarterback friendly. And that would go for all of our receivers. They're all so just great people. PB, Casey, you know, Tip today, and Ashton, who caught some great ones down the stretch. And they're just great people. And that's what I think is the first step with any culture is having guys that have character. And they have fantastic character. And I could speak on that for hours. And then on top of that, they're great football players. They're understanding. They're perceptive. They're smart. And when you have that combo, on top of athleticism, I'll get you the ball.
High character guy, and again, it also reiterates, I want all the 24-year-olds. They're just different than the 18-year-olds. In this age of just free agency and looking through a book of 1,800 athletes, why can't we just get older people? Yeah. I know they're not connected to the University of Illinois like John Paddock is, fourth generation. But it's just older is just older is better.
Yeah, the experiences that they have, the maturity.
Maturity. And the fact that you have a kid that was ready to play and saying, telling all the people on the second team we're one play from getting in this game, he does that. The guys are going, man, I ought to be playing. He's just pumping people up.
Uh-huh.
So he got the game ball again in the locker room after
nice.
The game. So.
Got John Casey in the end zone, you know, for his first career touchdown.
Yeah, sweet.
How cool is that?
It's wild. It's how's that even possible?
Right.
Right? I don't even know how that's possible. When I remember hearing that, like when I first got here, like Casey's touchdown, I was like, that's crazy. So that's awesome for us. I'm happy to be the one to give it to him.
John, what happened on the interception?
That
was a fumble. He's trying to get rid of it, and he didn't grab it. And uh-huh. That was just, one of those things.
I bobbled the snap. It just kind of came to me awkward and was just trying to get rid of it as fast as possible. Hindsight's 20/20. Should have jumped on it.
Did it slip a little better?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it did. I got hit pretty good when I tried to throw it. Just should have jumped on it, hindsight.
When that happens, do you feel like I owe the team something? You know, you feel like you got to make up for it.
Shake it off.
Just part of the game.
No, just part of the game. One play at a time. Just like, you know, when guys made mistakes throughout the day, offensively, every single guy on the offense, 1 through 11, all made a mistake today. And all you got to do is reset, refocus, and get back to neutral and play the next one.
Did you feel comfortable from the get-go today, or did it take a little while?
After the first series, I felt comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what my deal is. Okay, like Penn State, like this, I got to lock it in quicker. But I felt comfortable after the first series, you know, just kind of getting your feet wet a little bit, getting that first hit, getting that first snap, and then you're ready to go.
High character guy, John Paddock. Yeah, I'm sure you'll hear more later today on the drive. Jay Layman will be in between 3 and 4. Luke Allmeyer, who's supposed to be back this week and start at Iowa, will be on after 4. But again, many people, including me, are thinking, dang, I don't know. This guy's fine. It's right. Not like he's done a good job. He's done record-setting stuff.
I know.
How does that happen? Really, it's just lightning in a bottle. Mm-hmm. So he saved the season.
We've got some momentum here. I say stick with it.
I don't know. You're not supposed to lose your position.
That's
two
right.
more games. You got Luke Allmeyer for 2 more years, which is really good news for
us.
Really good news. So anyway, all right. We'll refocus and hear the boys this afternoon. But
sounds good.
Jay ought to be on the edge of his seat.
Good insight.
By the way, Tommy DeVito started his first start in
New
Dallas.
New York Giants.
Yeah. That was last night. His family came. He had 500 texts for tickets. 500. Obviously, he gave the tickets to his family. I think he got 4. In Texas, it's in Dallas and Irving. Yeah. Anyway, they're just not very good. And it was really hard. Tommy, at least initially, they just wouldn't let him throw it more than 4 yards. It's just like, okay, hand it to Saquon Barkley. Don't fumble. Don't throw an interception. It was just like, Let them play.
Yeah.
Anyway, they lost a lot to a little.
Okay.
It was 28-0 before.
I see.
Yeah. So, I don't know. And yeah, okay. Tommy had a touchdown pass.
Okay.
So, it was, 48-17, something.
Mm-hmm.
Not competitive. And, you know, Dallas has beaten the Giants twice this year by a total of 88-17.
Whoa.
They beat him 40-0 in New Jersey. So, I don't know. Tommy captured a lot of attention when people found out he was living at home. Mom does his laundry. Just unusual for an NFL starting quarterback.
Yes, it is.
So he said, I love it. It helps me focus on just this. He lives 15 minutes from the stadium.
Okay.
That's where he grew up. He's a Jersey kid.
Okay.
I just know Tommy DeVito came to Champaign, played a great year.
I bet he's eating a lot better than the guys who are on their
I don't have to worry about anything. My mom has the food.
Why not?
So there you go.
To me, you know.
Saquon Barkley, the star running back for the Giants, when he was told that, he went, what? Sports headlines coming up.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Are you looking for something this holiday season for your customers that can say thank you from you, but at the same time showcase your business and their support? The hunt is over. We offer custom wrapped coolers and lasered mugs, tumblers, water bottles in all shapes, sizes, and colors. Call us at Aftershock 833-DECAL-IT or look us up online, AftershockDD.com. That's AftershockDD.com.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
All righty, let us check our sports headlines. ESPN 93.5, we get to that. Diane Ducey has the latest.
Well, we came into the weekend with Illinois beating Oakland at the State Farm Center 64-53. Now we're setting up a game against Marquette. So I haven't heard. Maybe Brad Underwood's going to take to the mic today.
Yeah, but he probably will. Uh-huh. We'll have some tomorrow morning.
That's right.
But so, yeah, it's a early season heck of a match, and they're good, and so are we, so we'll see.
It was so fun being at Pia's ahead, and of course they have the fan bus that leaves 35 minutes before tip off, and that's been real popular, and you can continue to do that tomorrow night if you want to catch that bus to be dropped off right in front of the State Farm Center in the Circle Drive, and then it leaves 10 minutes after the buzzer. So that was a good way to get
in.
You're
telling me 10?
Yeah, I thought it was a half hour afterwards, but
let's go.
They want to beat the traffic.
Yeah.
All on the bus, get back to Pia's, have a celebratory drink. It's all good. John Paddock with 507 passing yards. That was a Memorial Stadium, record, but it wasn't a program record. That was over 600 from
Dave Wilson in 1980 Columbus in Ohio State. Yeah.
So some great statistics coming in, obviously, with that 48-45 overtime win over Indiana. Go Illini. Next up, Iowa, number 22. That's a 2:30 kickoff of Iowa. And then when we face Northwestern on that Thanksgiving weekend, I don't know that they've called that game time yet.
Don't know.
But the townies especially need to show up because there will be a lot of Illini that are home for that holiday.
Thanksgiving weekend's hard.
It's a different kind of feel.
And mm-hmm. it's hard to, people have so many plans out of town. I mean, it's just difficult. So let's hope that we'll have a good crowd because it could very well be for a bowl. If we don't beat Iowa, and Iowa's going to be favored. I don't think Iowa's going to be favored much. I really don't. But they'll be favored. And so if we lose that, then it all comes down to that one game. And if Western, the way they're playing, they can go to a bowl. Mm-hmm. It might be the bowl game to get to a bowl. It's our little old Northwestern Illinois bowl game to get to a bowl.
Yeah.
I think Northwestern's got 4 or 5 wins. Yikes.
I caught a story about Illinois wrestling and them doing a little segment to honor Easton Wilsey, who had passed away and got hit by the train and all that. So he was a little wrestler. So that was a nice little way to, for them to pay tribute to him. And the wrestling started this weekend. We also have the women's basketball team in action with lots of youngsters coming in for field trip day against St. Peter's at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, and Wednesday evening at 8 at Huff Hall, Illinois volleyball facing Ohio State. So go Illini.
Check your weather with Greg one more time coming up.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Fighting Illini football is back at Memorial Stadium for the final home game of the season on Saturday, November 25th, as they take on Northwestern in the battle for the Land of Lincoln Trophy. Bring the whole family to enjoy our family fun zone in Grange Grove with bounce houses, food trucks, balloon artists, and tailgating. See you at Memorial Stadium for Fighting Illini football's final home game against Northwestern on Saturday, November 25th. Get $15 tickets at fightingillini.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Hi, I'm Champaign County Clerk Aaron Ammons. Voting is a civic duty and responsibility that I work every day to protect and enhance as your county clerk. You have a choice to vote in person or by mail. The data shows that vote by mail is the most efficient way to vote. There are many reasons why, and here are a few. Instead of using your tax dollars for physical space and buying more election equipment, vote by mail allows us to reduce election costs. VBM increases overall voter turnout, and there's no need to schedule time off work or find transportation to cast your ballot. Just follow the step-by-step guidance we mail to you, fill out your ballot, and mail it back to our office. It's that easy. If you use one of the drop boxes located throughout the county, there's no charge for postage. Other states have universal VBM elections, and they see the savings and higher voter turnout we deserve. I strongly encourage you all to sign onto the permanent vote by mail list and vote from the comforts of your home. Go to ChampaignCountyClerkIL.gov and sign up now.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champaign, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champaign. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit BulldoggyBag.com.
That's BulldoggyBag.com.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign Van Anvis, Saturday, pleasant spell to say the least of November weather expected for this week, with plenty of opportunity for a host of outdoor activities, additional fall field work and harvest wrapping it up there, and backyard work as well. While we stay mild for the time of year, next week increasingly wetter across the air, particularly as we close in on the Thanksgiving holiday. Mostly sunny, bit milder for the day today, up around 62 with a light northwest wind. Tonight clear, light north-northeasterly wind and 33. Tomorrow, sunny and 61. Light southeasterly winds are back into play. We'll be making a run to about 64 here, about 10 above average for the day on Wednesday with sunshine. Even milder at 65 with increasing clouds on Thursday. There may be a stray shower here Friday at 61. Some slight cooling over the course of the weekend. High temperatures, though, still well into the 50s. Bit of rain back in the forecast here for early next week and a significant rain system then for mid next week. We'll keep you posted. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
All righty. Again this afternoon, Jay Layman after 3. Don't miss that for the All-American linebacker. Jay Layman Show from 3 to 4 with Lontay and Derek Piper. And then Luke Altmaier, who should be good to go this week for Iowa. But what a performance by John Paddock. I'm sure Luke and John are pretty good friends and just want the team to win. John Paddock says, if I'd have thrown for 2 yards and we would have won, I'd have been happy, and I mean that. But if 500 comes with the deal, I'm good with that too.
Yeah, absolutely.
507 yards throwing the ball.
Amazing, and a faith-based guy too. Yep. And speaking of that, the Praise to Raise event for Salt and Light on Thursday evening, and the audience of one was a praise and worship event at the Virginia Theater, over 1,000 people on Saturday night for that. And of course, Christian FM 95.3 and our Stevie J Broadcasting Cluster supporting all of these faith-based events. And so happy God has blessed us in so many ways.
1,000 people? Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Virginia Theater's
absolutely
great venue. Speaking of which, there's Fleetwood Mac. You hear the commercial in a second. That's coming up Thursday.
On Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
That's 2 days
And then the Irresponsible movie on Saturday.
Right. Lots of great things at the Virginia.
Absolutely.
Okay. Don't forget, a week from Thursday is Thanksgiving, whatever that means for you. It means buying a turkey.
Exactly. Try to get that before they run out or whatever. All the supplies for the dinners. And so many people are doing giving right now, too, to food pantries.
Right. Salvation Bell's going to be going. Mm-hmm. Salvation Army.
Uh-huh.
All right, Diane, thank you.
Enjoy the day.
That is Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Meet you back on the radio tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in and have a great Monday.
Fleetwood Mac Rumors is coming to the Virginia Theater on November 15th.
Rumors of Fleetwood Mac, the world's finest tribute to Fleetwood Mac, returns to the stage at the Virginia Theater Wednesday, November 15th. Founding member Mick Fleetwood actually endorsed Rumors of Fleetwood Mac. Channeling the spirit of Fleetwood Mac, performing hits like Go Your Own Way and Dreams and Rhiannon.
Get your tickets now at thevirginia.org.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom into Audubel, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubel, A-U-D-I-B-E-L, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to AudubelTeam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audubel and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to AudubelTeam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, AudubelTeam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audubel. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to AudubelTeam.com. That's AudubelTeam.com.
Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County has been bringing people together to build homes, communities, and hope since 1991. To date, Habitat of Champaign has built 118 homes, but the need for safe, decent, and affordable housing is greater than ever. When you donate your time or money to Habitat or make a purchase from the Habitat Restore, you are empowering local families and helping them achieve the strength, stability, and self-reliance they need to build a bright future for themselves. For more information about Habitat for Humanity of Champaign, please visit CUHabitat.org.
Are you one of those guys out there tinting windows day in and day out, all different shades of black and ready to put a little color in your life? Come work for us. At Aftershock, we're looking for a guy with experience in wrapping, whether it be window tinting, vinyl wrapping, anything of that sort, or somebody with just ambition that wants to show up to work and be proud of what they do. You know those wraps with Troy Lands on the back waving at you? That's our work. Call us, 833-DECAL-IT, or email office@aftershockdd.com. We want you.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda,
BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community,